Back in the game, you can't be serious. We'll wrap things up in just a moment. Appreciate that clarification there on the weather forecast, Mitch.
That was for you.
Mm-hmm. I know. Poll question today, what's more likely, DJ Johnson goes to training camp with an NFL team or Wesley Iwundu sneaks into the first round of the draft right now? But the poll results, for all intents and purposes, closing here. As is tradition, I forgot to put a time limit on there, so the default's 24 hours. But we're closing up shop here. 274 votes, 58% say DJ Johnson in training camp. More likely than Wesley Iwundu being drafted in the first round.
I don't think there is a correct or incorrect response to that.
People side with me. The people side with me.
Yay.
I know. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, to be honest. That could be a bad thing. What about this? What would be better just from a PR publicity standpoint? To have Wesley Iwundu be drafted in the back end of the first round or DJ Johnson? Let's set it at DJ Johnson makes a roster. Makes an NFL roster.
I think it's Iwundu, but neither one would do a whole lot. I think you're talking about the radius in which this would actually be a discussed story, basically being here to Kansas City, and that is about it. But I think K-State getting back into the NBA draft would be at least something tangible that Bruce Weber could look at and try to market a little bit as some improvement in the player development category, because that has been one of the biggest criticisms about him. And we saw what Wesley Iwundu was as a freshman. He definitely was not an NBA player. And for him to, you know, stay at K-State all 4 years through the exodus in 2015 and to get to this point and be drafted by the NBA, I think that would be a very positive story for K-State.
Actually, yeah, I agree with you. The basketball player turned NFL tight end has been ground that's been covered many times before. We know about Tony Gonzalez, obviously, with the Chiefs. I mean, Jimmy Graham has made a great career out of doing the exact same thing. Even the one that really strikes me is Demetrius Harris, who plays for the Chiefs. Basketball player, tight end, who gets some action but is not the starting guy. And it's not, you know, it's not a huge, big story necessarily, because we've seen enough guys do it at this point in time. I do still think, like, for the fan base at first, that would be such a weird thing. It might initially cause a bigger hubbub and be a bigger deal, but if Wesley Iwundu actually were a first-round draft pick and stuck around for a little while in the NBA and had a decent career, I think long-term, that means more. I mean, even now with the season Ronnie McGruder has had, that's regenerated, I think, a lot of interest from K-State fans with being able to see him there. And some of this, I say, just based on the fact, I think if Wes is a first-round pick, it's a better chance that he makes it longer in the NFL than DJ Johnson as a tight end if he were to make a roster. But there's a lot of speculation that has to play into it at this point.
Yeah, and we know how things work in the NFL, where just getting an invite to training camp, that does not mean that you have even a 50% chance of actually making a roster. That's just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg, and you've got a long way to go. If you're a first-round NBA draft pick and you're not an international guy, the team is investing enough in you that you're going to get a shot there. You may not be a starter. You may be out of the league in a couple of years, but there's a pretty good chance that you're going to at least spend a season in the NBA, and that would be a very positive thing for Wesley Iwundu.
But if I gave you choice C, neither happen?
Yeah.
Would that be the most likely outcome there?
Yeah, I think so.
And nevertheless, it's very intriguing and interesting to sit here and talk about. I don't think anybody really envisioned, even at the beginning of the year, perhaps even in the middle of the year, how about after that Oklahoma game, that either of these would necessarily be a possibility. Maybe there were some of those forward-thinking enough out there that remembered DJ Johnson's high school football career, that he was a pretty good one and had put two and two together and thought about all of that, but I certainly didn't. And Wesley Iwundu really turned it on the last two or three weeks of the season, and that seemed to be when we started to see more buzz about him with the NBA draft. The games were more high profile, Big 12 tournament, NCAA tournament. He seemed to parlay that pretty well for himself. So I didn't see any of that coming. Certainly wish the best for those two guys, and it makes things more interesting for us. Gives you something to look at here with these guys.
In the first hour, we were talking about who we would like to see of K-State's football players, see him play a little bit of basketball. It would have been pretty cool to see DJ Johnson play a season of football for Bill Snyder, just to see what he could do.
But you're poking holes in my theory was that guys could get hurt. No one's going to go out there on the football.
I totally get that. Absolutely, yeah.
Spring game, maybe.
It's a pipe dream, but
spring game
would have been fun.
You earlier this segment, you mentioned the success of Roddy McGruder in the Heat this season in the NBA. The regular season actually wraps up tonight. Michael Beasley and the Bucks are going to make it. They're going to make the NBA playoffs. Right now, the Miami Heat, though, they're on the outside looking in, but they could get in with a 500 record, which they started this season 11-30.
Yeah.
And right around that time, well, not around that time, but a little before that, that's when Roddy McGruder was inserted into the starting lineup. He's done some good things for that team.
Yeah, they have to. I heard the scenario earlier today. They got to win and get a loss from either the Bulls or somebody
Pacers.
Else. Pacers. Yeah, there you go. So that's the scenario if you want to see Roddy McGruder in the NBA playoffs. Good for Michael Beasley, man. Mike, it's been basically a decade since he was drafted into the NBA. As crazy as that is, may have the next guy in Wesley Iwundu this time around. We'll have You Can't Be Serious coming up next to finish off the show.